What is up? It is your girl, Ebony L. Chuss, and you must say the L because it is sexy, and I want to welcome you to a long overdue episode of the Faith Fueled Business Podcast. So, man, like, first of all, I want to thank you for being a loyal listener of the Faith Fueled Business Podcast. And if you were one of the individuals who was reaching out to me, because I had a few who were like, hey, what's up with the podcast, man? Like, where you been? I want to thank you. I want to thank you for helping to... Let me see. How do I want to put it? I want to thank you for being a part of my recovery, a part of my journey. And I'll just kind of share a little bit about that in a few. But I just want to just say thank you, because, you know, sometimes we do things and we don't really understand, or like we can't really fathom the impact that what we do has on other people, what we do, like what we say or what we don't say, how we show up or when we don't show up. We don't really understand the impact, I think, a lot of times that has on other people and on those who are looking up to us, who are looking to us for guidance, for solutions, and for encouragement, you know, because the reality is that there are people in your life who are living vicariously through you. And at the same time, they are living and they are willing to pursue on some level what it is that God has called them to do, because you are doing the thing. And I came to realize that over the last couple of months. And so the couple of podcasts, the last couple podcasts that I had the opportunity to record, I let you know that, like, I had this like sinus stuff going on. Just like, it was terrible. It was ridiculous. And I would try to record episodes of the Faith Fueled Business Podcast, and I would like have these coughing fits in the middle, and I tried to edit, you know, most of it out, or, you know, just like try to have this flow, but I would like have to stop and like cough and get water, and my voice sounded like Uncle Leroy, and I mean, it was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. And I was just like, no, I can't do this. And so I decided to take like a few days to a week to kind of, you know, recuperate, to recover, to get my voice back and that kind of thing. And, you know, in that process, I kind of sort of put the podcast on the back burner as it relates to my thinking of it. And then as December progressed, I actually was under a spiritual attack. So much so that I didn't really do anything in December. I just kind of sat around, literally. And anybody who knows me knows, like, that's totally not who I am. I was telling my two BFFs about this, and they were like, what? Like, you didn't do anything? Like, nothing. Nothing at all. And I'm like, nope, I didn't do nothing. They were like, oh, like that was the enemy for real. You know, like, but there was just like this weight, this heaviness. And the best way for me to describe it is as hopelessness. There was a spirit of hopelessness that just hit me. And I bought into the lie that what I didn't matter. My business, my ministry, like, didn't matter. It really didn't matter. I couldn't do it. You know, I wasn't really going to achieve the level of success that the Spirit of God had been showing to me. Like, all that was like a farce. It was a lie. And I mean, just like all out attack in my thinking, right? Physically, I was fine, but in my thinking. And, you know, as believers, you know, like there are times and moments where like we know it is a fight. We know that there are things in the spirit realm that are on the line that, you know, and we know that we are in warfare and that we should open our mouths and we should, you know, wield that sword of the spirit that is the word of God. But for whatever reason, we decide not to do it. A lot of things happened in that period of, you know, like 2.5, 3 weeks, 4 weeks where I was completely under attack. And again, the enemy didn't want me to record another episode of my podcast. The enemy didn't want me to go live on Facebook anymore. The enemy didn't want me to meet with my clients, didn't want me to pursue new clients. The enemy didn't want me to love on my family, you know, and talk to my husband and be vulnerable and share with him what I was going through. The enemy didn't want me to encourage my children and encourage the people around me. The enemy wanted me to be silent. And that went on for up until like a few weeks ago, actually, and unfortunately, because in that moment I was unwilling to fight back, to open my mouth and do what I know the Spirit of God has instructed us to do as believers in the midst of warfare. So with this returning episode, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to take up your sword. Here's what I did. So what I did was I opened up the app that my church has. Our church has an app, and I opened up the app and I started listening because I hadn't been to service, I was at the house. And I opened up the app and I immersed myself into the word. And I was reminded that the word of God is the answer. The word of God is the answer. It is absolutely the answer. And as I began to immerse myself into the word, I found the courage to shake myself. I found the courage to open up my mouth and to move out and to, you know, some days put on clothes, you know, to shower and put on clothes and open up my mouth and to agree with God, even if it were just, you know, Father, I believe you, or God, I thank you for opening my eyes. Father, I thank you for leading me and guiding me today. Like, even if it was just something as seemingly simple as those phrases, I began to open my mouth and to reclaim my voice. And it's a wonderful thing. It really is. It is a wonderful thing. But I said all that to say, the word of God is the answer. 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 The word of God is your answer. So if you are going through a time right now where you feel like your voice is under attack, your purpose and what God has called you to do, or if you are on the other side of an attack, it's time for you to share that. There are people who need to hear it. Just like you may be someone who needed to hear this right now from me. Like, there are people who need to hear it, and you have to be brave enough. You have to be bold enough. And at the same time, I hit this place where, that like perfectionism thing just kind of showed up. I'm like, you know what, dumb, you know, like, my podcasts aren't like where I want them to be. My lives aren't like where I want them to be. And, you know, that perfectionism thing just kind of was like, you know, I don't know. And then, like I said, at the beginning, that thought of, well, not really, impacting anybody. You know, like, who's listening for real? You know, are people sharing this out for real? You know, are people listening for real, for real? You know, like that kind of thing. But what I determined and what I now understand, I knew it as head knowledge, but now I see more so, I've caught more so the revelation of it, is that people aren't really looking for you, me, to be perfect. They're looking for you, me, to show up. And sometimes, most of the time, for us to show up in our finiteness, in our imperfection, because really all they want is the courage to show up themselves. And they get that courage by getting from you the information, the encouragement, the inspiration, the word, the result, whatever it is that you provide, they get that from you when you show up. So that there then becomes this beautiful synergy. This beautiful synergy, this give and take that I believe God has designed for the believer in business to have. Yeah. Yeah. So, don't be caught up with being perfect. Be present. That's tweetable. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Don't be caught up with being perfect. Just be present. Show up. And allow God to do in your showing up what he wants to do. Because it's kind of messed up to, you know, for example, be praying, you know, asking God for yada, 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 blase, blase. And you say, well, you know, God, I can't do that because my hair is not right, or because I stutter, or because I don't know what I'm talking about, or because, and God's like, what? So you gonna tell me that you can't do what I've assigned you to do because of your whatever? Because see, here's the thing. If God has given us the thing to do, then he's responsible for the result. We're only responsible for our obedience. So thank you so much for your patience with me. I thank you. And I want you to know that I'm back. And the podcast won't be perfect. Sometimes I'll be doing the podcast while I'm live. Sometimes I'll be doing the podcast and my dog will bark, or my children will talk, or my husband won't know that I'm recording a podcast and he'll come in and start talking to me. But that won't change the fact that it'll be good, actionable stuff. Because I'm here for you. And I want to thank you for being here for me.